Welcome to Keeping Up with the Kick-Ass Canadians. My guest today is Henry Smith, creator of the innovative interactive indie video game Space Team. Henry, thanks for joining me.
Oh, thanks for inviting me.
It's been almost 2 years since you left your job at BioWare to start designing indie games, and I know your plan was just for 1 year. You've had amazing successes. Can you tell me a bit about some of the surprises and highlights of the last 2 years?
Yeah, so my original plan was just to take 1 year off, but my secret wish was that I could start to be sustainable and keep going indefinitely. But I always knew that if I only lasted a year, then it would still be a year of me doing something I love. So it wouldn't have been a waste of time or anything. But yeah, and then my first project, Space Team, took off beyond my wildest expectations, and here we are now, still talking about it 2 years later. So yeah, it's that was obviously totally unexpected and surprising, but I think it was also a really valuable lesson about how these things are just unpredictable and you can't really plan. And I didn't really plan the whole year out in advance. I just, you know, had one thing I wanted to work on at a time. And so yeah, I think it worked out really well. I'm really happy.
So you recently launched a Kickstarter campaign called Space Team Admirals Club. Can you talk about that? I know it's to develop Space Team further and also a couple other games.
Yeah, so it's kind of an unusual Kickstarter campaign. And if people don't know about what Kickstarter is, it's a crowdfunding platform where you can raise money for a new project, like a movie or a piece of music or a video game, and the public will contribute to the project to try and reach your funding goal. And you have a fixed funding goal. In my case, it's $80,000. And if you don't reach it, then no money gets exchanged. But if you do reach it, then you get the money and you get these connections with fans and supporters, and you can make a project. So, unlike most video game projects where they focus on a specific game, and the Kickstarter page has screenshots and videos of the game in progress and people playing it, and they list out all the features they want in the game. My project is actually about patronage. It's I want to keep making games for free. But I still need to get paid, so I'm running this experiment to see if people are willing to support a developer directly to work for a whole year making games for free. And so when I release the games, they'll be free for everybody, not just the people who supported the campaign. And I'm hoping that this will also, if it works, then I'm hoping it will act as a precedent for other independent developers who want to do something similar, because it will have proved that this alternative funding model is actually viable, because I have no idea whether it is or not. That's part of why I'm excited to see the results of this.
Why do you want to make free games?
Well, there are a lot of reasons, but I think that the current business models are all broken. I don't really like the idea. Ultimately, I kind of believe that all digital media should be free. That's a pretty controversial view, I know. And it's going to be a long time before we see anything like that if it happens. But in saying that, I certainly don't believe that artists should work for free. They need to get paid. Like, creators need to get paid for their work. And so, but I believe that there are better systems to do this. And this kind of patronage system, first of all, it's a pay what you can system. So people who can afford different amounts, have that flexibility, because if you choose a specific price point for your game or book or something, then some people are going to be willing to pay more. Some people will think it's too expensive. You know, other people just won't look at it at all. So there are also problems with the free to play models that are quite exploitative, where the game starts free but you have to lots of little microtransactions that people can spend, you know, thousands of dollars on it, but like $1 at a time. So yeah, I think we need a different way of doing this. And so I like the pay what you can system. I think that working for a year instead of on a game that has a sort of an unpredictable budget and scope and time scale is more sort of an honest, transparent way of working, because I I honestly don't know like how much money or time a game will take, but I do know how much money I need to live on for a year. So I think that makes more sense. And I think also not worrying about how I'm going to sell the game and or which pieces I'm going to charge for is going to give me the freedom to be more creative and experimental and make the game that I want to make instead of trying to fit it around my business model.
And just so it's clear to people listening, the $80,000 isn't just what you're going to live off. It's also going to cover costs for making the games, for developing.
Yeah, yeah. Obviously, I mean, that's quite a nice salary for me. But there's Kickstarter takes, about 10% off the top in fee, transaction fees and overhead. Then, a lot of it's going to go to taxes because this doesn't just go to me directly.
Yeah.
And then I have some earmarked for art and sound and music, which I can't do myself. Well, I can, but it would look pretty bad. So the final amount coming to me, and I break this down on the page because I also want to be transparent about this, is about 32,000 or 30,000 that's going to be for my living expenses and the development costs of the game itself. And those are the ones that I control. So, like the programming tools that I need, and maybe a new computer because my computer's kind of broken right now, and software, and then there's also some extra money for travel to festivals and exhibitions because that's a big part of this. Big part of this is making stronger connections with the people who play the game.
Well, you've got a festival coming up in Berlin, the Amaze Festival, and you're delivering a keynote speech April 10th. Can you talk a bit about what you'll be saying at that speech?
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. I wish I could have gone last year, because I actually won the award at the last festival, and I had to give an acceptance speech over video. So this year they invited me back to be a judge and to also give the keynote speech. And so I'm going to be talking... the timing is actually pretty good for the Kickstarter, but I don't want to hijack the speech just to sell my own work. So I'm going to be talking about how I got started making games, and what keeps me going, and the successes that Space Team has had. Even though it hasn't had a lot of financial success, it's been extremely rewarding for me, just through the connections it's made and the wonderful reactions I get from people who play it. I think that's resonating with a lot of people when I've talked about it on my blog and in person. And so I think I'm going to talk about that. And then I'm going to talk about how my philosophy for the future, about how I want to continue making games going forward, and how I think this could work for, like, other people could follow this model as well. And so I'm going to tie that into the philosophy behind the Kickstarter as well.
And if people want to learn more about the Kickstarter campaign and the games you've got on the go, Space Team, Shipshape, and Blabyrinth, I know the URL for the campaign is a bit long, so can people easily find it by visiting sleepingbeastgames.com?
There's a link to it on sleepingbeastgames.com. You can also go to spaceteamadmiralsclub.com, and it links to a forum, which everyone's invited to participate in. If you want to talk to me about the campaign or the project, or my games, feel free to sign into the forum and comment. There's also a link to the Kickstarter from there. Or you can just go to you can just search for Space Team Admirals Club on Google, and it should be among the first few links. I'm trying to put it everywhere I can, and that's my job for the next 30 days is to tell everyone I can about the Kickstarter and to post links to it on all the blogs and Twitters and Facebooks and everything.
Well, thank you for talking to me about it, and best of luck with it. I hope it goes really well.
Thanks a lot.